1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 323. Sketch 514. Battle plan.
Okay, so this one is two people and may as well be Rich and Dan, since I think they've both expressed a love of this sketch.
Just for the record, I did not express a love of this sketch.
Okay, well,
not saying I hate it, it was only Dan that said he was excited to read it.
Mm. I wrote this sketch, so
oh well, like Simon, it. You should be in it then. Dan, why don't you be General, and Si, you can be Pierre.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, this has worked out rather well.
Simon,
be careful what
Simon,
you wish
you
for.
Lived in France, yes. And you can order
I
that
did.
Sandwich.
Did
you write that into the sketch in French?
I actually have another podcast called 100 Sketches in 100 Days in French, where I play all four of you, but in French.
Only 100? That's rubbish.
Yeah. I know. It's a lot of work.
Mille is French for 1,000.
Can I suggest we actually swap parts? I remember the Simon being very funny as the general before.
Okay.
No complaints from
I'm
me.
I'm happy to allow it.
I can't. Reason why. But no. Go. This it looks like a good spot.
Okay. That was not how you were smart. Funny before
it's
doing
the
it.
I'm just going to go straight, actually. Like, I can't no, do
yeah.
I'm done that. With crime.
This looks like a good spot.
Do you need to relieve yourself again, General? I'll fetch the codpiece winch.
No, Pierre. A good spot for battle.
What, seriously? This marsh?
Well, I wouldn't call it a full-blown marsh.
This marsh, surrounded by woods, providing ample coverage for the pesky English longbowmen?
Pierre, stop being an imbecile. This is a superb field for battle. Start setting up camp at once.
If you say so, General. It's just that it's pretty clear it would be much more effective to array our cavalry on that hill over there, from whence they might sweep down majestically on the enemy, rather than here, where the horses need galoshes and a snorkel.
Pierre, you must learn to think beyond the battle at hand. No doubt, were we to line up on that hill, we would win the battle. But then what? What is the hill called?
Surely it matters little what the hill is called.
It is called Ball Bag Hill.
Ball Bag Hill.
Ball Bag Hill.
That is a bit odd, isn't it?
Indeed. And do I want you known as the victor of Ball Bag? The Ball Bag Basher?
I'm sure no one will call you that, sir.
Well, they should do. It would be accurate. And then, when this proves to be a decisive victory in the war, I'll be elevated to the nobility.
Probably a baronetcy.
Probably a baronetcy, named after my greatest victory. I'll be Baron Ballbag. Quite. Then, when I'm heading down to the Baron Club with the other barons, barons with cool names like Baron von Richthofen, when I'm introduced by the pages, I will be Baron Ballbag. They'll laugh at me.
They might not.
They will guffaw and imagine, just for the sake of argument, that we lose. I will be the Ball Bag of Ball Bag. So we must set up camp here instead.
But General, you should not make this sort of decision on the basis of some minor future personal embarrassment.
In the end, I'm doing this for the army's reputation, Pierre. If we lose today on Ball Bag Hill, then whenever a French army loses a battle, their enemies will cry, "You've been ball bagged," and wave their testicles at our corpses.
Yes, I see.
I simply cannot risk the English waving body parts at us as a result of this battle. So, Agincourt it is. Not a ball bag in sight.
Nice.
It's fun.
Just for something for everybody to learn. It's a historical podcast as well.
I'm really fond of that sketch.
Yeah, I like the ball bag.
Ball bag is,
it is your
saying ball bag
choice.
Makes me smile. And I like the little snide or knowing comment about waving the body parts as well.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice.
That's the one for the 10%,
done.
You know.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.